Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Listen, you got to ride to Devin, baby. If you don't know who that is Devin the Dude. You might want to go look him up. He is one of my favorite rappers of all time. Because my business model is anything is better than anything, than nothing. Like, y'all get so focused on overcharging people. Come on, first off, let me slow down. Time out. We got to open this off right. Let's take a time out. Because some of y'all don't know how we do this. Some of y'all forgot who I am. So since we're back into season 5, production manager, let me go ahead and give them the welcome that we are accustomed to giving on this show. So let me slow down because I'm about to get ahead of myself. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. I am your host, Big Bap. Pull up, get comfortable. Let me give y'all a couple of disclaimers. I'm 40 years old, so if you ain't an adult, this ain't the show for you. If your ears are a little sensitive and you don't want to deal with the topics of truth, reality, and just plain facts, this ain't the show for you. Go ahead and go to bed, get your nice glass of scotch, and tuck yourself in. It's okay. We're not here to step on toes and hurt feelings, but we are here to speak truth and facts. It's Wednesday, and we barely made it. Coming in the near spring is a couple of months, is less than a month or some change away. Coming in spring, we're going to be introducing a new show on Mondays. It's called Halftime is Game Time. That show is going to be sponsored by one of our new sponsors, Goddessly Cleaning. This is a show that they approached me with over a year ago when I said, well, we have to build out the theme of the show and we got to make sure that you're ready to go to do this. So starting in the spring on Monday, we'll be having a new show and it's called, I'm not going to tell you the name of it yet, but we're going to have a Monday show coming up real soon. And it's going to be sponsored by Goddessly Cleaning. I'll let them be the ones to break out the name of the show because that's coming in the near future. All right. We have a lot to catch up on with, to guys. Of course, y'all know how we do. We got Black History is World History. We got what day it is. We got birthdays. We got Black People Are Dope. Of course, we got our musical selections. And y'all know y'all got y'all boy Big Bap in the house. So before I do anything and before we get our show started, y'all know how I like to kick it off. Fuck Stephen A. Smith. Y'all thought I forgot. I'm back, y'all. I told y'all. I'm back. All right? So let's kick it. Let's have a good time. If you are here, you are here. If you are not, you are not. You are with the host that is the most. And we got a lot to get into, y'all. All right? So production manager, go ahead and bring CJ on the line for me. I like to give a shout-out to all my Texas people out there. I know we got El Paso deep in the building tonight. I thank y'all for participating. I thank you guys for listening in. I know we got some people in all throughout the state of Florida listening in tonight. Thank you for your time, your energy. We got a few people out in Oklahoma City that should be listening tonight. We have a few people out of Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Illinois. I'm going to say Chicago because people treat that bitch like it's a state. Like, they don't even – like, they disrespect the fuck out of Illinois. Illinois don't get no respect as a state. Everybody who say, I'm going to Chicago, I'm like, what state you going to? Chicago? Bitch, that's not a state. It's a city. Get your shit together, people. Let's go. Ma'am, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. For y'all who don't know, this is – she wears many, many hats, many titles, many things. I just want to say, Kalisha, thank you for being everything that you have been in my life. Thank you and welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. We have a lot to catch up on with people tonight. You ready?
Yes, let's do this.
Okay, you've been here before, so before we get too excited and before we go over the top, please give the people a little reference of who you are because everybody likes to say that I overtalk my guests when they come onto the show. So the floor is yours, ma'am. Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about who the fuck you are.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kalisha Janae. Good Lord. Oh, you asked me last time where I was from, and I spaced out and forgot to tell you. So it's a funny story. So, I'm from Texas by way of Louisiana, but they drove me through Oklahoma a time or two.
Oh, you a highways and byways baby.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Listen, so you But you are more Louisiana Midwest, so I would say basically how you're built is from Louisiana. Just cut all across I-10 and all that good stuff, you know, the highways and the byways, you know, hit up Dallas, Fort Worth, Love area a little bit, you know hit across El Paso, you know, New Mexico area. Yeah, baby, come on now. I keep telling people,
yes.
Don't talk to me. I done been some places now.
Come on in the room,
back.
Come on.
Listen. Let me tell you. I went. You know, I went to Louisiana for one purpose.
What was that?
I wanted to taste
some music.
An original.
Which one was it?
It was the food. I already knew about the music. I went to a friend of mine. I'm not gonna say their name because I don't like to, you know, put people's family out there. Then people be showing up at their grandma house because this was somebody's grandma house. I went to a dear friend of mine out in Shreveport. Okay. And so when I got there, I said, Grandma, I said, I only came out here for one thing. And I said, I'm not going to drive all the way to New Orleans for it because I know you've been cooking for a long time. And I know you got a recipe. And she said, baby, now I need y'all to understand. Kalisha, you from Louisiana, so you got to say baby how they say baby.
Right, but I don't say it like how they say it in New Orleans.
No,
baby.
She's from Shreveport. She born and raised.
She said it like they say it, though.
And then the other side of her.
Born and raised
the
from
side,
there. Don't tell them that.
Listen. She born and raised from there, and her grandma and her mama from Baton Rouge. So listen. So she said. You know, she put that gumbo on that bitch real good too. She said, David, what you want? I said, Grandma. I said, I know I ain't your real child, but I said, Grandma, I want one thing from you. I said, I will fly. You tell me when you make it. I'll fly. She said, what you want? I said, Grandma, I want out of somebody's original kitchen with their own hands from scratch. I want some original beignets.
And I
went home, and she got in there, and she didn't start making it till I landed. We had it that night fresh. She went to the store and got all the ingredients fresh.
I got an uncle.
You know how I know she made it fresh? I'm the one who drove her around the city to get all her ingredients. Because, you know, they like certain things when they make something fresh from scratch, grandma and them.
Right.
You can't just go make nothing with grandma and them and you don't make it scratch. They listen.
Nah, you got to go to the store before you even go in the kitchen. First off, we got to clean the kitchen before we go to the store.
Oh, you know grandma real well, huh? You know grandma real well.
When we come back, we
going to
get to work.
listen, first off, you're a woman after my own heart when you said cleaning because people don't understand it. Listen, I had a conversation with a guy. He says, what's your most favorite thing to do in the kitchen? I said, cook. He goes, okay, after that, what do you do? I said, well, while I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, so I guess you would say both. He goes, what? I said, yeah, you can't come feed me no food out no dirty kitchen, fella. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out how y'all go to the strip club and eat chicken wings with vagina flapping. That's an open wound. Nigga, my nah, bro, you know, you got to go to the strip club, bro. You got to get the ribs out the strip club. Nigga, what? She is sweating and gyrating. Sweat is secretion of waste. I am not eating no chicken wings and no ribs out the strip club. I don't care how sanitary you think you may be. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all, we're going to get into Black history, world history. But this song that we're going to play right here, this is a selection specifically from the production manager. This is one of her favorite songs, and it led her to introducing her to one of her favorite artists. So we're going to be right back. We're going to play this nice little happy song for y'all real quick, and it's called Take Off Your Cool, Outkast feature Norah Jones. Thank you.
take off your clothes. I wanna see. I wanna see. Baby, don't be so cruel. I wanna see. I wanna see.
I had to play that one, man. Y'all got to understand. I know for some of y'all that may be a little different than what y'all used to hearing on here, but the production manager gave that to me today, and it really moved me because, like, if y'all don't get to be around some of our interpersonal conversations when we're talking about music and art and things of that nature, it gets very eclectic. And we're going to talk to Kalisha about eclectical musical choices when we come back after this. But we're going to talk about Black History is World History. Black History is World History is brought to you by SCB Catering. If you have not experienced my meeting your mouth, you're missing something special. That's all I can tell y'all. All right, guys, let's get into Black History is World History. And this young lady, man, I am excited. I'm going to read you a little excerpt that I wrote up about her real quick before I pull up the actual thing and talk about it. Because, I mean, it's important that we get to know who our Black leaders are, who have done things in our community. You can find this little excerpt on DJ's Roundtable. I'm going to go in a little bit more detail after I read the excerpt that I just wrote to give you guys a brief synopsis of who this young lady is. All right? Today we honor Valerie L. Thomas, who is an American scientist and inventor. She is the creator of the illusion transmitter, which she got her patent in 1980. The rest of that, y'all can go in there and see that, but I want to talk a little bit more about Valerie, because Valerie is more than just an inventor. When you hear the story of Valerie, as you unfold the story of Valerie, as you get to just see who this beautiful young lady is, I was less shocked and more just amazed that people that we know aren't talking about her. And I'm going to read this, and this is from the Black Celebrity Birthdays list. So if you want to find where I'm reading this from, so you can see that this is not just something that I'm doing, that I found it out here and I'm reading, I'm giving you my source. Valerie Thomas was born Valerie L. Thomas on February the 8th of 1943 in Maryland. She was responsible for developing the digital media format imaging processing system used in the early years of the Landsat program. Thomas began working for NASA as a data analyst in 1964. She developed real-time computer data systems to support satellite operation control centers from 1964 to 1974. She oversaw the creation of the Landsat program from 1970 to 1981 becoming an international expert in Landsat data products. Her participation in this program expanded the works of the NASA scientists in the pursuit of being able to visualize Earth from space. In 1974, Thomas headed a team of approximately 50 people for the Large Area Crop Inventory Experiment, a joint effort with NASA and Johnson Space Center and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. The United States Department of Agriculture was also a part of that coalition. An unprecedented scientific project, Lacey demonstrated the feasibility of using technology to automate and process of the predicting wheat yield on a worldwide basis. Now, I need you to understand how we do crop yields already has already been published through the World Almanac. So not only is she taking something that a black man originally invented, which is the almanac, and how we use time, space, Earth and all those things to predict crop growth, she took it even better, and she did this worldwide and not just based for the United States. She attended an exhibition in 1976 that included an illusion of the light bulb that appeared to be lit, even though it had been removed from the socket. The illusion, which involved another light bulb, a concave mirror, inspired Thomas. Curious about how light and concave mirrors could be used in her work at NASA, she began her research in 1977. Two simple items. She didn't go get random great things. This involved creating an experiment in which she observed how the position of a concave mirror would affect real objects that is reflected. Using this technology, she would invent an illusion transmitter. On October 21, 1980, she obtained the patent for an illusion transmitter, a device that NASA continues to use today. Thomas worked her way up as an associate chief of space science data operations office at NASA. Thomas' inventions was depicted in a children's fictional book, television show, and video games. In 1985, Thomas was the NSSDC computer facilities manager, responsible for a major consolidation and reconfiguration of two previous independent computer facilities and infused them with new technology. She then served as the Space Physics Analyst Network, also called SPAN, project from 1986 to 1990, during a period when SPAN underwent a major reconfiguration and grew from scientific network with approximately 100 computer nodes to one directly connect approximately 2,700 computer nodes worldwide. In 1990, SPAN became a major part of NASA's science network and today's internet. She also participated in projects related to Halley's Comet, ozone research, satellite technology, and the Voyager spacecraft. She's mentored countless numbers of students at the Mathematics, Aerospace Research and Technologies Institute, Incorporated Program. I'm sorry, not institute, but incorporated program. Because of her unique career and commitment to giving something back to the community, Thomas had often spoken to groups of students from elementary schools, secondary, college, and university age, as well as adult groups. As a role model for potential young black engineers and scientists, she made hundreds of visits to school and national meetings over the years. She has mentored many students working in the summer programs at the Goddard Space Flight Center. She's also judged a science fair, working with organizations such as the National Technical Association and the Women in Science and Engineering, which is called WISE. These latter programs encourage minorities and female students to pursue science and technological careers. At the end of 1985, she retired from NASA and her position as the Associate Chief of the NASA Space Science Data and Operations. Shit, this is a long title. Office, the manager of NASA Automated Systems Incident Response Capabilities, and the chair of Space Science Data Operations Office Education Committee. After retiring, Thomas served as the associate at the UMBC Center of Multicore Hybrid Productivity Research. She has also continued to mentor young youth through their Science, Math, and Aerospace Research and Technology, Inc., and National Tech Association. I present to you the work and so far life accomplishments of Valerie L. Thomas. Please bring Ms. Kalisha back to the mic. Let's talk a little bit. Ms. Kalisha, you back with me?
I'm here.
Ma'am, did you hear all the stuff that this woman has accomplished in her life? This is modern history. She's still alive.
Now, that's a list. We need to crown her.
We need to give her flowers in Black history. She is Black excellence. And we get so quick to give it to the athletes and the this and the this. What about our nerds? Who's loving on our nerds? Who's making our nerds feel special? Because they are somebody.
This is very valid.
Our nerds can change our future if we just let them know that it's okay to be a geek. Go read a book. Going to the library in a science fair is important. It can change the outlook of your kid. A simple project of just looking at something can give someone the inspiration to be greater. People laugh at me when I tell them what my mentor fee is, and then when I tell them, but look at the people that I've turned out through my mentorship program, it's worth its weight in gold. I can verify it because I can look at the people who stand before me. How can you say you give back to your community and the people that are around you don't know you? They're not impacted by you in any way. You get up every day and open and close your door and basically tell everybody around you to kiss your ass, but you tell the world that you're impacting them and that you are a positive influence to those that's supposed to love you because you made some money. But it's not about just making some money. It's what you do with it and who you do it to with. So many of y'all have made money, and the people that you are now claiming to be friends, cousins, best friends, uncles, aunts, niece, daughters, cats, dogs, piss, rats, and shit ain't never came back and looked at you and said, hey, let's go get this together. They told you, hey, go get it on your own, but make sure you bring me back my cut.
Come on, somebody.
But see, did they teach you? Did they mentor you? Did they coach you? When you was writing your business plan, when you was sitting up working on that 12, 15-page business plan, did they come and sit down in the middle of the night and help you understand what you was writing? When you were studying to be a doctor, was they sitting up with you, helping you cram? Were they fixing you meals and pouring you a little wine and helping you do some study sessions? Or was they just trying to be a pleasure connection? Oh, because, baby, the main topic gonna get good tonight. Because, see, a lot of us are looking for people to just say, hey, that's my dog. That's my homie. We can't wait to say that. But while your dog and your homie is going through, are you willing to go to war with them? Are you willing to be their best friend other than just saying that you're their best friend? There's a lot of things that we can do. But, Kalisha, guess what? We're going to take a quick commercial break because I don't think they're ready. So what I'm going to let y'all know is it was recently a dear friend of mine's birthday in spirit. His name is Bob Marley. So this next song is we're going to go to war, and we're going to let Bob Marley talk to us for a little bit. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Until the philosophy which owes one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Mr. War, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. And it's a war that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion, will be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, sub a human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed, well, everywhere is war. It's a war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south. War, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil. Good over evil. Good over evil.
All right, y'all. Y'all know we're getting ready to do. Well, you know, y'all already know what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to get into what day it is. Bring Kalisha back in, man. What day it is, guys, is brought to you by Of the Spirit. If you are on Facebook, Facebook, just go into search, hit Of the Spirit, go onto that page. It specializes in knickknacks, gifts. It's designed to give you a good feel-good feeling. So they're not specializing in, ooh, we're going to sell you the best of whatever, whatever. Everything that they do is of the spirit. And generally they ask for just about donational-based prices based off of what they do with their page. So if you decide to be a little bit of the spirit and want to bless of the spirit, go to Of the Spirit on Facebook and support them. They are bringing you tonight what day it is. So let's get into it. All right. You can bring Kalisha back to the mic because she can enjoy what day it is with us. Because, you know, I like having somebody to talk to when I do some of these dumbass days.
Well, what day is it?
Well, first off, let's start with a couple of days since it's Wednesday already. And, I mean, wow, Kalisha, Wednesday has been a doozy already. I mean, shit, it was hard to get here. So let's go back to Monday and work our way to Wednesday since I'm tired, y'all tired, it's hump day. I guarantee y'all ain't none of y'all spent none of y'all. Listen, look, Kalisha, before we do what day it is, I can tell you right now, it is hump day, and I can guarantee you nobody in here sent nobody no hump pictures today. They ain't sent no wings or no asses. And here's the sad part.
You were telling the truth.
Listen, and here's the sad part. Half these people been social media, inboxes, DMs, text messages, phone booths, sexting partners with people for decades, and at the end of the day, now they done got a little old and a little decorum about themselves, and they got a little coof, and they got a little age, and now they want to act like they went out there acting like whole potatoes. Listen, they was whole thought pockets back in the day, but now they done got a little age on them. They done been through a couple of things. They done got fired from about two or three jobs. Rent was due a couple of times. They kids were teenagers. Now they got their life together, and they feel special, and it's okay. You always
listen. We all got to grow up at some point in time.
Anywho, let's give it to them. All right, February the 7th was National Send a Card to a Friend Day. So one thing I love about my mother-in-law, let me tell you this little story. One of the things that I love about my mother-in-law, and she is a very, very astute person when it comes to sending out personal handwritten thank you cards. And it is something that I still try to do to this day. She is a very astute person of sending a thank you card or sending a response notice or something. But she handwrites it. And I tell people that takes a lot of love and a lot of energy because most people don't even write their damn name no more. So the fact that a person takes the time to write a handwritten salutation to somebody, I commend her for her wonderful efforts and that with that energy, because I ain't got that energy, bitch. Sometimes I might send you a card. Sometimes I might send you a picture. Sometimes I might send you a dick pic for a thank you. It just depends on how the thank you come.
If I took the time to send you a card, then I wrote something inside that card.
And it means something. And it means something. That's personal. Ooh. I remember I was talking about nerds. One of my favorite days was Monday.
Yes.
I meant to share something, but I didn't get a chance to share it. Monday was also a National Periodic Table Day. So
you just
going
sent me back to
every,
science class.
Listen, I used to love you. Like, I was one of those nerds who, like, in science class, like to flirt with girls, I would send little messages encoded in the periodic table, and I would find different ways to write, like, a different note in class. So if you wasn't smart, you wasn't going to break down my cipher. But if you were smart enough to break down my cipher by the time class was over, then that meant I could flirt with you tomorrow. Listen, you couldn't be no dumb girl trying to flirt with me. I was failing. Listen, I had girls literally who would sit in my science class at times and look at me and be like, the fuck is this? Don't worry about it. We good, boo. I love you, too. Have a great day. Keep it moving. I'm a nerd. It's okay. Listen, I tell people, did I do some thug shit? Yes, I hung out with the thugs, too. But I'm a nerd at heart, baby. If you can't educate me with your mind, your vagina is like stale bread.
The definition of do both. Okay.
Do both. I need you to be both. Throw that ass in a circle and handle this quadratic equation. Yes, ma'am. I need all of that. All right, let's go. Here go the fat boy in me. And then also it was National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. You already know that's one. Listen, tell them if they haven't had my fettuccine Alfredo from scratch, listen.
First off, I'm still waiting to have your fettuccine. It's cool, though.
Oh, you haven't had it from scratch? Well, you should ask my wife. Well, she still technically hasn't had it from scratch. The only thing, listen.
Listen,
let me tell you why. Listen why. I recently retired. And here's what people don't understand. When you retire, it takes you a while to get out of the hustle and bustle of running behind people because you still have that. And when I say retire, I retire from the form of status of being an employee. I will no longer ever in my life be an employee. And my wife laughs at me because every time I say the word employee, I almost throw up in my mouth. It's a hard word for me to swallow. I can't really take that word well. Because most of the people who have been my supervisors, I have very few supervisors who are smarter than me. I mean, and I'm not, you know how they say don't say things to be stuck up and arrogant, but when you've been around me and you now see the letters and the reports and the information that I have to send to their bosses to tell on them because they're too stupid to do their job effectively, and then they come back and look at you and be like, well, why did you go over my head? And then when I tell you, but I was trying, okay, let's keep moving. Let's keep going. We got other stuff to do. I get into a tangent. Because, see, I love people, but they be making you want to slap them with a mallet sometimes. Like, sometimes when you go to work, when you see your supervisor, sometimes the only thing that you want to do is kick your supervisor in the chest with a size 12 Timberland steel toe boot.
Ooh, now that hurts.
Because they can be stupid.
And I mean, and they don't even do the job every day. And when you're trying to tell them where the problem at, they too busy trying to tell you they the supervisor. Bitch, I know what your title is. That don't mean you fixing this shit. Let me tell you so you can go tell the person who needs to fix it, because you don't know how to fix it, you stupid. Okay, let's keep going. I'm going to go on a tangent. February the 8th was National Kite Flying Day, and it was a beautiful day to fly a kite in Florida. I don't know about where the fuck y'all at. It might be too cold for that, but down here in South Florida and 305-954-561, it was a beautiful day to fly a kite on the 8th. All right? It was also National Boy Scouts Day. Okay. I mean, listen, I got to go to one meeting and they didn't invite me back. That's all I'm going to say on that. So, I can't say I support the Boy Scouts of America, because the Boy Scouts of America didn't support me. So I'm sorry. Y'all can get mad at whoever, but I'm sorry. Y'all don't sell cookies like the girls. Hell, I don't even know what the fuck y'all do at this point. But no, that's a no. I didn't get no badges. There's not a badge, okay? Safer Internet Day. I'm for that. If you have children, you should definitely be for that. If you're over the age of 40, you're like, fuck that. It all depends on your perspective. I'm not telling them what to do.
No, we never tell people what to do, and we don't judge. We don't judge.
We don't tell them what to do. Now, this last one I put on here, because somebody going to have, production manager, you're going to have to go put that one on the wall. I don't even know what this is. If y'all want to see this, go on DJ's Roundtable on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and wherever the hell that she's at. Go follow DJ's Roundtable, and she'll put this up on those platforms. It's probably already up, and I'm just probably telling her that she did her job, and she's probably side-eyeing me from the production chair behind me, but that's okay. But today, yesterday was also National Iowa Day, and I don't know why Iowa is special this time of year. Bitch, it's cold. Ain't nobody driving up there. Who goes to Iowa on the 8th of February? And why? Y'all probably got some shit like snow fishing tournaments and shit. It's cold. I just got cold thinking about snow fishing. No. Nobody got time for that, Iowa. I need to know why y'all got a day on this time of the year, because that's not special. And don't say that's the day y'all ratified y'all constitution. Y'all can redo that. Just like people renew their vows, y'all can renew y'all vows with the citizens of Iowa in the spring or the summer. I'm just saying. Kalisha, we got one more day, and then we're going to take a commercial break.
One more day.
All right. Today is also National Pizza Day for today. So if you have pizza, if you want pizza, go get some pizza. Today is also National Cut the Cord Day. I don't know what that one is. Today is also National Toothache Day. And I think I accidentally added this last one by mistake. I don't think the last one is true, but I accidentally put bagels and lax on there. That may be a day for today, but I think it's tomorrow's day. But if not, then I gave you a bonus one. Don't beat me up. But I like bagels. Give me some bagels with some strawberry cream cheese made from scratch. Oh, we got a mortar and pestle, and that's what I'm going to do. I am going to puree. Matter of fact, this is what we're going to do. This is going to be our Saturday treat cheat for ourselves. That's what me and the wife going to go get. I'm going to go get some cream cheese. I'm going to go get some fresh strawberries. I'm going to puree them tomorrow. I'm going to add my little sugars and sweeteners so it can sit for 24 to 48 hours. And then I'm going to mix it into the cream cheese. And Saturday for breakfast, we're going to have cream cheese bagel, eggs fried hard with bacon, bagel biscuit sandwiches, whatever. It's going to be fattening, but all we're going to need is one.
All you need is one. Just one. One of this.
Because you gotta give it to them, baby. You gotta give it to them how they like it, and they like fat food. Tell me somebody that you know that don't like a little bit of fattening every now and then.
Listen, I need to be in the gym right now because I like fat food.
Oh, see that didn't have nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with me, ma'am. I didn't tell you to be fat, ma'am. On that note, y'all, we're going to play this song called We're gonna play a song for the birthdays because we do have birthdays coming up. And the person who's gonna be taking us to break does have a birthday coming up. So we're gonna let him take us to break. The name of this song is called "Stick That Thing Out" by Pharrell Williams, Ying Yang Twins, and Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. Happy birthday to my boy Chris Rock, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Being corrupted. I think it's time for the bitches to get a little lower. Lower than last time. That's right. I want you bitches to be under. That's right. If you see under, be under that motherfucker. Low, bitch. Lower than a fucking pregnant ass stomach, bitch. Lower. What you doing standing, bitch? Get down. Fucking incoming, bitch. Incoming. Get low.
To hear Lil Jon right quick, because let's get into birthdays. You can bring Kalisha back, production manager. Let's get into birthdays. All right, guys, tonight's birthdays are going to be as follows. Kalisha, do you know anything about these Aquarius peoples?
They are interesting.
Interesting, to say the least. One thing about an Aquarius is it don't matter. When you hear this list, you're going to start realizing Aquariuses think they're sexy no matter what. Even the ugly ones, the fat ones, the not-so-cute ones, the cock-eyed ones, the loud ones, the quiet ones, the introverts, the extroverts. I looked at this list, just the three-day list from Monday to today, and it's interesting. And as I go through some of them, I'm going to talk about how they're famous a little bit. We ain't going to get through all of them, but some of them we're going to talk about. Some of them we're not going to talk about as much, but let's go. Let's start with Monday because Monday was an important week for me. We are in Black History, and I'm a believer, and I'm an advocate. I'm a strong advocate for pro-black stance. I'm not saying that I'm against other people, but I'm always going to make sure that mine is protected first. And at the end of the day, people that we have to shout out first is Sandra Bland. Her birthday was Monday, February the 7th. So please give her a round of applause. If you can give her some snaps in the background, whatever it is you need to do, please show that sister some love because we need not forget her name, okay? That happened during our lifetime, okay? Also, Chris Rock's birthday was February the 7th. Essence Atkins' birthday was February the 7th. Isaiah Thomas, not Zeke from the Detroit Pistons, little Isaiah Thomas, you know, Junior. Like, his name really should be, I tell you, Isaiah Thomas Jr., but that ain't his daddy, so he's just named after him. You gotta go look up the story to understand it, but he really should have been like Isaiah Thomas Jr. because he made it to the NBA too. But we're talking about Lil Isaiah, and they played the same position, so he Lil Isaiah. Because, you know, who's in that time frame with him? Because everybody put Little on their name at one point. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. Also, on February the 7th, we got Jeremy Meeks. Now, if y'all don't remember who Jeremy Meeks was the dude who had got arrested, the light-skinned dude with the pretty eyes, and then the whole internet went crazy, and he became a model. Him. If you don't remember who he is, go look at the little baby. I think his eyes were blue or something like that. All y'all went nuts. Oh, my God, he's so sexy. Bitch, he's also currently a criminal. But I know y'all look past that. Y'all see the potential? We're going to talk about that in Pleasure Connections coming up here in a few minutes, okay? And then we also, on February the 7th, have Free Marie. Free still sexy. You know that?
I'm sorry.
Free is still fine.
Listen.
Yeah, black don't crack. Look,
yeah,
Free may be,
listen.
Free may be the age by the number, but that body still say it does a body great.
Cannot wait to get home from school. Okay.
Now, listen, when I tell you so did you see how great February 7th was? This is how weird Aquariuses are. Now, let me give you February the 8th. February the 8th, in its infinite fantasy niceness, these are all the birthdays that I could find or that I wanted to find from February 8th. After I got to the last name on this list, I was like, fuck it, I quit. So we start off, we come up a little short in the beginning with Gary Coleman. So we start there. So we just, you know, we come up a little short, not too short. Then we turn around, and then the next famous celebrity that we have on the 8th is Kimbo Slice. Okay? Then the next nigga that's famous, and I had to go actually make sure this wasn't this nigga's real name, Pooch Hall. And if you don't know who he is, he's one of the lead stars of the TV show Game or whatever the name of that damn show is that came on late night. Everybody was following that little show with the football show.
Oh, the guy.
The nigga's name is Pooch Hall. First of all, who is your mama? Why did she name you after a puppet? That's the best thing she could come up with. I mean, don't get me wrong, sir. You are talented, you are famous, and you are doing your thing. But I need to know the story behind his name. Can somebody go find the article and send it to me? I want to laugh. Because I know somebody at this point in Hollywood has asked the question. All right. Also on this day, we have Julio Jones. That goes to tell you he was a member of the Atlanta Falcons. We know how well they got laughed out of the Super Bowl. And at the very end, we have Project Pat. So, again, February the 8th is very interesting to me. Then it gets really interesting because you had kind of like the good on the 7th, the I'm not sure on the 8th,
And the ninth is just a conundrum of just decent indecent exposure is the word I'm going to give it to you. That's the word we're going to use. Indecent exposure is February the 9th. That's how I'm going to describe that day. And I'm going to give you... Huh? Okay, so we're going to start off with Corey Robinson. You know who that is. You know who it is. If you don't, you don't. We're going to let him be... We're going to let him and the first one be kind of like the innocent bystanders, because here we're going to go on a major high note and we're going to go on a major low note at the same time. All right. So the next person we have here is Major Harris. Ooh, see how I threw Major in there and I played with it. I gave you a little foreshadow. Major Harris is next. If you don't know who Major Harris is, he was a singer and he was a part of the group, the Delphonics. So if you know who that music group is, if you don't know your parents, no, go ask them. All right. Then we get Camille Winbush. If you don't know who Camille Winbush is, that is Nessa off of the Bernie Mac show. Now we know she did a lot of good, and we also know she had a spot in life where she was like, fuck everybody and wild out. This is your Aquariuses, because an Aquarius will spaz the fuck out on you and ask questions later. And then they'll be looking at you like, what, you didn't see that coming? All right, let's go ahead and continue, because like I said, this day is great. It's just a little confusing because sometimes you're not really sure how to take Aquariuses. Michael B. Jordan was also on the 8th of the 9th of February. We also have Michael Collier. If you don't know who that ignorant motherfucker is behind a mic and a stand-up comedian, then you don't deserve to be alive, because that motherfucker been funny for several decades now. You're a little slow if you don't know who he is. And then we ended up with one of the fattest, funniest people that I know in comedy, and that's Bruce Bruce. So give it up to our celebrity birthdays from February the 7th through February the 9th. All right, y'all, we are getting ready to take a quick commercial break, right? So I'm going to set the mood for y'all. I'm going to get y'all in the mood for this next one, because I'm going to need y'all to get ready, because we're gonna talk a little bit, and we got some stuff to talk about. And so to get y'all in the mood, I got a song that I know y'all remember. This is old school. So for all of y'all people who say that y'all supported Louisiana music, we're going to go all the way back to Louisiana since we started there earlier in the show. We had beignets at the beginning of the show, so you should be ready for the Louisiana in us. So y'all understand, Louisiana get a little nasty. Now, they ain't the North up there where they want to pop, lock, and drop it, or Harlem Shake and break your nose or whatever, whatever. Listen, we from the South, so let me understand. Let me help y'all for the rest of y'all who don't understand. We are the home of the Sugar Shack. We are the home of the Hole in the Walls. We are the home of the Hook and Jip. Whatever it is you want to call it, we the home of it. That means get sexy and somebody going to grab on your booty a little bit by the end of the night, whether you want them to or whether you don't want them to. Somebody going to touch your booty when you get into the club. So we're going to give y'all a little something for that, and then we're going to get into this next topic because it's going to flow all together. So we'll be right back with I Can Tell by Matt.
You ain't gotta say too much, from the look in your eyes, I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo, decided you wanna fuck,
I wanna
fuck.
No, you ain't gotta say too much, from the look in your eyes, I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo, decided you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
Now you ain't gotta say much, cause I was peeping you. Looking at your hips got me thinking about how deep in you I'm trying to go. You heard about those in the soldiers. We get up in it and hit it harder than Kelly Holder. I thought I told you so strong, cover my ball. I'm known for ripping the pussy walls. I heard you got the kill. I can see it all in your grill. Can you buy me like a black Mercedes? And baby, you mad shit, I never did with other ladies. I got a woman, so I'm not looking for love. I just want to fit your glove. Get a couple of like a thug, and get me on my page if you want it. Then so your pants, so get a phone if you want it.
You ain't gotta say too much, from the look in your eyes, I can tell you wanna fuck.
You ain't gotta call me your boo, because you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck.
No, 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 you ain't gotta say too much, from the look in your eyes, I can tell you wanna fuck.
Guys, we are back. I got yelled at by the production manager because I hadn't been looking at the inbox, and I didn't think I had needed to because I thought we was rolling right along, and then I just realized I had got in trouble. I ain't looked at the inbox in about an hour, and the production manager been screaming at me. All right, man, production manager, please bring Kalisha back to the mic. If you have something that you would like to say on this topic, the number is 561-999-3090. If you know how to get in contact with me, Kalisha, the production manager, or you know how to reach the show through our back channels, you can reach us through Blog Talk. If you're on Blog Talk right now, create a profile, go into our chat room, and you can chat with the production manager live right now as we speak. But we're getting ready to get into a topic that we came up with today, and it is specifically for this show. We was in the middle of a great early morning conversation, and one of the things that y'all don't know, when I mentoring with me every day is different. A lot of people try to write out these quirky, weird self-help books, and I feel like mentoring and coaching is a personal, individual-derived relationship. You have a guideline, but you have to individually be able to connect with those people. And so this morning, while we were doing our 8 a.m. Power, every morning we have a 8 a.m. power meeting conference call. And so we get on and we discuss what's going on in our business world, what we need to hear. We do some inspirationals. We do some music. We do some quotes. We do different things, but it gets us ready to galvanize our day for our business day. And so a part of our conversation that we was having this morning, one of the terms that got thrown out there was pleasure connections. And so when I heard the term based off of the conversation that we was having, I said, oh, we have to discuss that. So what I'm going to do quickly is I'm going to bring in so that you ladies can hear what I'm about to say. I want you guys to hear this from a female's perspective first, because then I'm going to talk about some things that's wrong with that picture. So, Kalisha, do me a favor real quick. Give them an overview. You don't have to go into extreme detail because I don't want to lose anybody. Because we got deep with that this morning. But give them a brief overview of what a pleasure connection is.
A pleasure connection, I would call it, a modern day booty call, it just put a new name on it, but it's the same thing. Okay.
So a modern-day booty call, a hookup, a fly-by-the-night, somebody that you sucking. But here is the worst problem about most pleasure connections in the black community. I'm not going to speak on everybody else. I'm going to talk to our people a little bit. So let's talk. Let's get up close and personal. Send this out to your friends. Tell them we're talking pleasure connections, okay? Booty calls, fuck buddies, and hookups, right? Here's the problem with pleasure connections from the conversation that we was having earlier today. There is nothing wrong with having a pleasure connection. We all have done it in our life. We've gone through a breakup. We've had a pleasure connection. We got a promotion at the job. We got a pleasure connection. We got fired from the job. We had a pleasure connection. We got tired of being lonely. We had a pleasure connection. We had to move back in with our parents. We had a pleasure connection. The lights was due. We've had pleasure connections. The rent was due. We've had pleasure connections. We've had a vacation. We've had a pleasure connection. All those things are great for pleasure connections. Here's the problem that people don't understand about a pleasure connection. And this is what me and our group was talking about this morning. After you have the pleasure connection, what's next? Kalisha, this was your topic, so I want to ask you a question from a female's point of view, because we're going to talk about it a little bit, because I want to ask you a couple of questions so people can't think that this is just an opinion of a man trying to be a man beating down other men, okay? Because okay. This ain't just for the men. This is for women, too. This is not a sexual-based conversation. Take gender the fuck out of it. Take your gender-assigned roles the fuck out of it. We are talking pleasure connection. There is no male or female genitalia associated with a pleasure connection. You can be on either side of that coin. It depends on who the fuck you are. So now let's talk about pleasure connections. Kalisha, what has been, in any moment in life where you've had a pleasure connection, what has been your number one and your number two chief complaint, which I mean chief, I mean most, your most highly anticipated complaint after dealing with a pleasure connection of any standard? What's always your two biggest issues?
Ooh. either they're overly clingy, as in, let's have dinner, let's have lunch, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's go shopping. Let's go do this, let's go do that. Because I like my space, so that's the problem for me personally. And I can do all of those things myself.
So that's number one. So we're gonna talk about number one in a second. Now, what's number two?
Number two, honestly, I hate the ghost.
Huh?
I hate the ghost. I hate the ghost. Like whenever like you have the pleasure connection and then they just disappear.
Oh, okay. So you're dealing with two extremes. So I'm giving you two extremes on pleasure connections for you, okay? And then we're going to talk general pleasure connections going forward after that. Because we're going to address a couple of things real quick, and then we're going to have some fun, because I want other people to get involved in this, because this is not personal. All right? We're not here to hurt nobody. We're not here to offend anybody. But this is just some things that I see. So the first thing that you said is absolutely number one, and it's actually on the top of most people's things. And you said, say number one more time so they can hear it.
To be clingy after the fact.
To be clingy after the fact. What this is, and that's one of the attributes of the type of person that I'm going to give, but number one with a bullet, most pleasure connections, they will fit some scheme or some realm of this one term, and I'm going to give you a term. Write it down in your book, and then I want you to start looking at your pleasure connections and realize, is this them? Is this a pleasure connection, or is this somebody that I want to build a future with? Most of the time, they're a pleasure connection. Number one with the bullet, pleasure connections are time wasters. They want to spend your money. They want to spend your time. They want to spend your energy. They want to spend everything that has to deal with you, but they don't want to do anything that has to deal with them, because they don't want you to see them for who they really are. Because if you see them for who they really are, it's your time anymore. That's the number one attribute of a pleasure connection. They are a time waster. Here's what. You could be looking forward to getting your time wasted, or they could be looking forward to wasting your time. But either way you put it, either way you dissect that thing, they're looking to be a time waster. So what you have to do when dealing with the pleasure connection is you have to understand, first and foremost, and most paramount, that they are a literally time waster. Because, see, people got mad at me when I said I supported Jay-Z when Jay-Z decided to partner with the NFL. It was never because I believed in the entity, the NFL. I still don't believe in the brand or the entity, the NFL. But when Jay-Z said, he asked all of America standing at a podium, sitting down in a chair with microphones, they said, well, Jay-Z, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever. He says, the only thing that I would ask my people is, what's next? After we get finished protesting, after we get up off of our knees, after they get the knee off of our necks, after they take the chains off of our feet, after they take the shackles off of our wrists, after they take the fear off of our lives, after they take the shackles off of our minds, after we become unbroken people, after we become healed and walked and can move and can be and can do again, after they give us all of those civil liberties that they promised to us, then what? And a time waster has no answer but, hey, let's go shopping. Girl, you know, we should go get new outfits because, you know, you deserve a new outfit. I mean, come on, babe. We was fucking last night. You know what I mean? Come on. I mean, why we got to get up early in the morning? We can lay here. You can call in from work. You got PTO.
Girl, if you say that, get out the bed. Run if you say that.
I don't say this from multiple angles. I didn't say it from a male perspective or just a female perspective. I didn't say it from a sexual relationship or it happens in every walk of life. They are called time wasters. Yes, you can build a personal connection with anybody, but if you are building pleasure connections with people, they have no other reason to be there other than the pleasure and the gratification of themselves. And once they have been pleasured, the connection is over. Care about you. They're not looking at you to say, hey, you know what? I can build my future. Oh my God, I think I want to invest $30,000 in her. Ooh, I think I want to help clean up her house or wash her dishes while she go back to school and get that degree. Ooh, I can be patient for 18 months while she sit back and she work on whatever it is she need to work on. Oh, come on. It ain't just the fellas, because ladies, y'all can't. Ooh, I don't understand why he got to be gone, why he always got to be traveling. He talk about he got to go over to Chicago and then he going to go to California. But then when he come back and he buy you that Dooney and Burke purse, I mean, I'm just going old school. I don't know what the fuck y'all into. Now, I don't care. But y'all get excited because he gave you something that means nothing. He gave you a material, tangible nothingness. The only thing that has weight is because they said it has a price in the store. After he gave it to you, it's worth shit. That asset didn't appreciate. But you're excited. Girl, look at this purse he got me. They love me. Okay. Let your ass become a quadriplegic tomorrow and see if he still loves you. Get fired from your job tomorrow. See if he still loves you. Get an eviction and have to move out and move somewhere with your kid and see if he still loves you. See, what I'm not trying to make y'all be down and downtrodden and disbelief and hurt and sad and angry, because that's not what this is about. But sometimes we have to be understanding and we have to be truthful that some of the things that we go through, some of the things that we've been going through, and some of the things that we will go through, ultimately our decisions, our choices, and not necessarily our fault, but you can't sit back and say that we wasn't looking for the pleasure connection. We were looking for it. We sought it. We begged for it. We asked for it. A lot of the times when they walk up to you, the first thing that they're going to ask you is, can I talk to you? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Manager, bring Kalisha in because I want her to hear this. I want her to be in the studio when she as she hears this. Bring her back in. Bring her earpieces back in so the people can hear her reaction as we talk to the people a little bit, because this is what they don't understand. See, everything that Aaliyah said in that song, when we was getting those pleasure connections, those were the dumbass words that we were saying for those of us who emotions and feelings and energy was like, ooh, this is a pleasure connection, but I can see this being deeper. But see, while you was looking at them for all that, can I talk to you? Can I spend some time with you? Can I cook some grits with you? Can I spend a little money with you? Can I go over to your mama house? Can I go to your cousin's house? Can we smoke a couple of blunts? Ooh, let's go to the club. Let me get you in the corner. I'm going to rub the booty on you. Ooh, I'm going to put my big meat on your butt cheeks. I'm going to grab on your breast. We're going to go over here to the barbecue. We're going to chill. We're going to do all of that. None of that equal love.
Not a drop.
So you let your pleasure connection delusionalize your ass with love that you thought was love. And so you took that them giving you attention, you took them spending money, you took them giving your time, you took them being a wherewithal individual, but when you asked them if you loved them, they looked you in your eyes and said, ah, girl, you know what we doing. Or she was like, ah, man, come on, man, you know what it was when we got together, and now you're in your feelings and you hurt because they've been treating you like they love you when all they were was a pleasure connection and they was giving you the difference. They wasn't giving you the love, but like I tell people all the time, it's the same difference. It may look like what you have assimilated love to look like, but there was no love in the equation. They're not the same. See, Kalisha can sit here and tell you that I've loved on a lot of people, but a lot of people didn't reciprocate and or accept the love that I offered.
It's true.
See, I never wanted to be better than anybody. What I wanted people to understand, stand beside, be next to, be in unison with, be of sound nature, sound mind, body, unison of one. What I want you to understand, if I can get some snaps in the back of the congregation, is that I want y'all to understand love wants nothing but to see you happy. Person tells you they love you, the next question out of their mouth should be, what makes you happy? Because if they can just master pleasing you a tenth of what you're willing to give them, then that's a great unified bond. But if you got to give 100 and they are on 0, you are literally in a pleasure connection relationship. Because at the end of the day, baby, after you finish getting your ass wet, or he finished getting his dick wet, the only thing that y'all should say is goodbye, and either I'll see you next time, or it was nice to meet you. There is no love. But then y'all start doing dumb shit. Y'all start doing stalkering shit. Y'all start breaking into people's stuff. Y'all start breaking into cell phones. Y'all start doing stuff because you feel some type of way, but you knew how the gardener acted when you met him. Your yard wasn't the only yard that he was shoveling in and putting in new flower beds and stuff like that and taking off his shirt and not wearing no underwear and coming to work in some gray sweatpants and some Yeezy shoes. Buck, you want some lemonade, Buck? I bring you out some lemonade. Look at the son just listening off his body as he let the muscles rip and as he tilled that land and that shovel hit the dirt. And then he bend over, and I look at that nice, firm derriere, and he puts those flowers in the ground nice, and his hands are soft and delicate as he puts those those purple and pink rose beds in that. See? Y'all create a story.
Nina Simone had a song about a guy named Buck.
Yeah, listen, see, some of y'all over there right now masturbating to a nigga named Buck, and y'all don't even know that nigga.
Oh, y'all is hilarious.
Y'all is on Farmers of America right now looking for Buck. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But Buck ain't the only nigga out here tricking. Y'all girls ain't no better. Ooh. Sir, you think you can help me pay for college? I mean, I don't really want to give you nothing. I mean, I'm going to just be cute around you, but you can take care of my whole life. Sir, you think you can help me with my lights or my water or my phone bill? I mean, it's hard out here. These are real conversations that adults are having with other adults instead of coming up and having, you know what, Kalisha? I was supposed to start the show, and I was supposed to say this. One of my theme words for today
And it's a dual word. I've been teaching, one of the things I've been teaching Kalisha as we talk about things is I have been teaching her the art of putting sentences together, right? So words matter. And so a lot of times when we are putting certain words together, we don't look at the meaning of the statement that we're saying. So we choose to take certain parts out because it benefits us. But one of the words I want to talk about is accountability. Right? And we're going to talk about this and we're going to take a commercial break. Give me 2 minutes and we'll be in commercial break in 2 minutes. But I want y'all to hear this. One of the things that we love to talk about is accountability, but what we don't talk about is the word that goes before accountability. Before you can have accountability, first you must have acceptance of who you are. You cannot be accountable for your actions if you don't first accept your actions and your behaviors. Let me say it again. Accountability only is obtained if you accept your actions, acknowledge your actions, be willing to take the consequences for your actions, and still stand on the merit of being accountable when those who come to hold you accountable. You can stand on the precipice of the words and the actions and the deeds that you have presented to the world. Because at some point in time, somebody is going to call you and hold you accountable for the deeds and the actions that you have done. And I hope that there is no dereliction of duty within your life and that you are able to stand proud in front of those that you hold dear and near to your heart. Because without acceptance, there can be no accountability. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Another word, another life. Thank God I found a good and goodbye.
Yo, listen, bring Kalisha back in. I need y'all to understand, okay, before Kalisha start talking, let me do, I gotta do my job first, so let me do that. That song is brought to you by Motivation Magnify. That is my best friend's, one of her favorite songs of all time. And because we're going to be spotlighting her, Motivation Magnified, I'm going to go ahead and get it out the way now. Motivation Magnified is that ish. If you need therapy, if you need counseling, if you need coaching, please go on Instagram, Facebook, go to her website. It is called Motivation Magnified. I don't have to sit here and tell you who she is. Go look at all the fucking alphabets behind her fucking name. Kalisha, she got some alphabet, don't she?
Olive.
Every time I talk to her, she'd be like, you know, I'm now a part of this. Bitch, fuck you. I don't even want to hear no more. I love you, and you are my best friend. But if you give me another fucking bowl of soup to read from, I'd be fucking mad with you, and I love you. But that's what we need in our community. She's a black woman. She's a black wife. She's a black mother. She's a black federal employee. She's a black entrepreneur. She's a black keynote speaker. She's a black health guru. She's a black nurse. She's a black friend. She's a black homie. She, when we went vegan, we did that together. We tried that. We damn near died and almost beat each other up because we went from a Daniel fast to veganism. Bitch, I'll never do that again. We was looking at each other about ready to fight. When I tell you we binge ate like a motherfucker coming out of that, we learned. But we learned together. We can't teach it if we don't know it. Stop trying to be the expert if you haven't done it. She's an expert. She says a lot of things that I say, but she's truly an expert. She goes and gets the training. She goes and gets the credentials. Have someone who's going to be in your corner who understands it, who's lived it. Not only is she raising an autistic child, but she adopted one as well. And she's not by herself. She has an amazing and beautiful and gorgeous and handsome husband. That man can cook. He can clean. He can bake. He can change her oil in the front yard. He can dance. And he protects his family. The greatest conversation I had with my best friend, and she says, best friend, guess what? She goes, what? She goes, we got a second gun. I got a Ruger, and I'm happy for her. Because not only is she thinking about growth, but she's thinking about protecting her family and its assets. And always, not just fiduciary, not just physical, but emotional, psychological. That's Motivation Magnified. We're not just motivating you to do nothing. We have to see success. We desire success. We are about growth. If you can't grow, if you can't build, you can't be around me. One of the young ladies that we're going to be interviewing on February the 20th, her name is Sandra Rose. She went from having a massage company to now she's the owner of her own real estate company, and she's been picked to be a keynote speaker all over Palm Beach County. We're bringing you the best now. We're not just bringing you anybody. We're bringing you the best. So we have one more segment to get in, but I'm going to piggyback two parts today because for Black People Are Dope, we're going to do Motivation Magnified, and we're going to do a new company. It's not technically new, but we're building. So the company was started earlier this year, founded. Register earlier in the year, but now they have their new logo and they're here on the show. And so we're going to talk to them a little bit about the design of their logo, how that logo fits them, and what they were trying to achieve when they begin to build this building, this business. So Kalisha, you're with me tonight, and I'm talking about your business. So please tell the audience the name of your business, what you're trying to do, and where you're located.
Okay. The name of my business is called Goddess Lee Cleaning. Right now I am focusing on like house and apartment cleanings, looking to do more business stuff in the near future. What else did you just ask me? You asked a lot.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
Oh, I'm located in Killeen, Texas right now.
Okay. Why did you get into cleaning? What was it about cleaning that you felt there was a need for you to get into? Explain it a little bit.
So that's actually a two-part thing. First, it was out of necessity. Like, I didn't have any other options. That was the only job I could get. And so that's what I did. But then after moving and after COVID and everything, I just, we're nasty. COVID, if COVID didn't teach us anything else, it taught us that we were nasty. And I want to change that. I want to teach people how to clean.
Oh, so not only is it a business that you want to come in and do work, but you also want to educate. What made you focus on teaching people how to clean and not just saying, I want to take your money? Because those are not the same two things.
No, they're not the same two things. Well, that's two part two. I love helping people. They asked me what I wanted to do when I was little, in preschool, and I said, I don't know, I just want to help people. And every it's been that way ever since. So I've always helped people, but I think that's one of the best ways, honestly, to help someone is to teach them. Teach them what you know. Teach them to be better.
Wow. And that's, listen, you know me as the chairman of our group. You know what's my first premise? What's my very first rule?
Aw, you're gonna put me on the spot.
We have to educate people. It doesn't matter what you're educating them in. If they don't know, educate. And you do wonderful of that. When you're cleaning, you don't just go out and buy stuff. You read. You talk. I've listened to you explain to people why it is that you do what you do. And so we understood building this for you, the importance of helping you get to where you are today. So you had a major accomplishment today. What happened today when it came to your business? What did you accomplish today? Or this week?
I got my logo. I got my logo.
Oh, you couldn't wait to say that one, huh?
I was excited. I'm ready. I got my logo.
So tell me about this logo. What's significant about this logo?
First, I did not design it. There was a who designed it for me. That's first thing first. But then secondly, that thing is everything that is me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love my logo.
But talk about it, because, I mean, I'm looking at it
okay.
Now, and I'm looking. I mean, because it's you.
It is. It's elegant. It's sexy. It has a little sass. It's bubbly. Favorite color.
Now here. I'm going to take away from you just for a second, because this guy, he's on my team. I talk about him all the time. But I tell people all the time, you can't get my rate because you're not me. He's a part of my team. I was more than happy to put him on my team, but he is the cousin of our production manager. I do believe in building within, right? So if you know who he is, I've mentioned his name on this show several times, but I am no longer going to mention his name, because you can no longer get to him without going to us unless you know him individually, because you guys will not cheat him out of his work, because his work is worth every penny. Because Kalisha, You've been with me because, you know, you've gotten some new titles working with me recently. And
Right. You
know he's done three different logos this week, has he not?
He has, and they all look amazing.
And they're amazing.
And they're not similar. None of them are similar.
I am ecstatic because I tell people all the time when I look for people, I look for people who have a unique eye and a unique vision. And he's very gifted. And the greatest thing about it is, here's what people don't know. I'm going to let a little inside secret out. This is how kindred this spirit, this relationship is from a working standpoint. You and him never had a conversation. I was your liaison between the two, right? Thing that you said when you saw it was what? First off, you screamed, and I need y'all to understand. This girl woke up my whole house. Because, okay, sorry, those of you who call me, I generally answer my phone on speakerphone because I'm usually doing something, so I wasn't ready. But she screamed. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and finish up this, and then we're going to have word of the day, and then we are going to get out of here because we have other things that we need to do. But I woke up this morning, and I really thought I played this song first thing in the morning. My wife looked at me, and she goes, "That's how you feel today?" And I'm like, "It's not how I feel, but sometimes you just got to say fuck the establishment and fuck the people." So we're going to go with an old school goodie from when I was a little bit younger. This might be new to some of y'all because y'all may have never heard it and been under a rock, but this definitely should be old to most of y'all. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Roll another blunt.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La la.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why?
Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was going to go to court before I got high. I was going to pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you weren't.
Took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
How are you?
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know
why. Because I got high. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too.
Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, because I got high.
Go.
I messed up my entire life because I got high. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high. I'ma stop singing. All
right, y'all. I ain't gonna mess y'all up with that, man. Bring Kalisha back in here because we got to do this so we can get out of here. While we bring Kalisha back in, I want to let you guys know thank you for supporting our show. If you would like to donate to our show, please donate to Big Bap and Friends 19. Through Cash App, so put the dollar sign up there. That's Big Bap and Friends 19. If you want to donate to me directly, it's Luxuria FC1. So that's L-U-X-U RIAFC1, you know, with the dollar sign in front of that as well. Or you can email us to all of our different ways, or you can reach out to us. But please, more importantly, please contribute and donate to us, because we are now doing this as a business. There is nothing propping us up to keep us going. It is your support. It is your love. It is your donations. It is your energy. It is your effort. I love that song, man. Like, the production man is like, I can hear you singing the song. But I know, I love that motherfucking song. That is my motherfucking shit. Listen, that used to be my shit. I do have one correction before we get out of here as well. Poochie Hall's real name is Marion Poochie Hall Jr. The story about that is his mom had been calling him Pooch since she was in the stomach Pooch. But his father was one of those guys who couldn't get anyone's names right, so the next-door neighbor was always calling me Pookie when I was in my mom's stomach. So his real name is Marion, but that's the story behind it. Because I'm like, bro, ain't no way in the hell that's your real name. That's how they wrote it, and I'm one of those people, I'm not going to correct someone else's work. When I found his birthday, that's the name they gave me. That's what I went by. I appreciate my production manager for going and doing a little research and making sure that we can have an actual, factual show, because that is definitely what we try to give to you. If we don't know something, we're not going to sit here and tell you that we're better than the next person. All right, before we bring Kalisha back in, I want to say thank you to all of our strategic partners, Blog Talk Radio, for allowing us to have our show on their platform, Spotify, which is our re-air venue. So if you would like to hear an additional copy of this and not hear all the other things, you can hit it on Spotify and go to Big Bap and Friends and download the show. Thank you to all of our partners. Yvonne, who's out there listening, Ash Emporium, ET, thank you for everything that you do. I have been forgetting to order my teas. We have teas, but I'm going to be ordering some soon. Thank you to Goddessly Cleaning and Kalisha for being on the show. Thank you for all of our sponsors, SCB Catering, Of the Spirit, The Photo Bomb. I'm going to probably miss something. D-Oils, Experience the Scent. Our production team, Roundtable Family Productions, Taylor Security Service, Taylor Home Health Aid Services, Fallen Angels Cosmetics, Motivation Magnified. If I forgot you, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get the ones that I know who have donated to our show, who have sponsored our show, a segment or something. We thank you for everything that we've done. I want to thank my personal DJ, DJ AJ, for everything that he do. If I miss you, I love you. We'll get you on the next show. Felicia, you know it's that time. You know what time it is, right?
What time is it? Remind me.
You have been on this show with me for a long time. And there's one thing that we do before we end this show. You have been a member. You have been listening to this show damn near since probably about season 2. So there's something that we do on this show, and it's called Word of the Day. And so Word of the Day is we take a positive message and we leave you guys with a positive message to either go to bed to, or if you're listening to this in the morning when you get up to start your day with. And it is a strong positive message for you to take home with you. And so because I know what mine is already, I'm going to put Kalisha on the spot because I know she ain't even think about this part because she forgot about this part of the show. I know she did.
Because
she like,
okay.
Oh. Because I know she was like, I ain't even think about this shit. I'm mad at this nigga right now. He ain't even remind me about this part of the show. I do it on purpose. You've been a fan of this show
it's
for
okay.
a long time.
I got it. I'm going to tell them what I tell my son every morning. I got it.
Oh, you what you tell your son. So this is motherly advice. This is hen advice. This is, you might want to get yourself right in the morning right. Okay. Kalisha, you got the floor. Give it to him.
You gonna let me do the whole speech? I'm gonna cut it short. It's the whole speech, guys. It really is.
No, give him the whole speech. You got time. Give him the
okay.
whole speech.
Okay. Every morning before my son leaves, I tell him, son, I love you, first off. But then outside of that, I also tell him to have a great day and make good choices and be nice to his friends. So I'm going to tell you all to have a great night, make good choices, and be nice to your friends.
Oh, You said that was such with such wonderism. I'm going to say this. Production manager, you can go ahead and take Kalisha off. Kalisha, thank you for being on the show. We welcome you to come back anytime. Thank you for being here. We appreciate everything that you've done, ma'am. Now, with that being said, here's my word of the day before we close out on this song. And the name of the word of the day for me is get closer. Get closer to those that you love. Get closer to those that you believe in. Closer to achieving your goals. Get closer to greatness. Get closer to financial independence. Get closer to spiritual independence. Get closer to nutritional independence. Get closer. Gravitate to those things that you want to be like. Gravitate towards those things that you pursue to be like. You can't get there not seeing things that's going to inspire you to get there. You can't get there without being around those that's going to mentor you to be there. You can't get there without being around those who are going to coach you to be there. Get closer, a closer relationship with God, a closer relationship with Allah, a closer relationship with the earth, a closer relationship with your family, a closer relationship with your husband, a closer relationship with your children, a closer relationship with whatever it is that you are lacking in this season. Get closer to it, because you can't understand anything putting distance and space between it. When a husband and wife argues, it's because they have no closeness and they are lacking something. So they must argue so they can get closer to each other. That issue put distance between you two. That is in any relationship. An argument is designed to be a distraction. Sex is designed to be a distraction. Children are all designed to be a distraction. But the only way that you can do something and be better at something is if you choose to get closer to it. I love you. God bless you. Good night. I holla.
I'm going high. Oh,